Ah, the Glastonbury Gladiator. He used to mix Mogadons with mescaline and fry his fuses on putty powder whilst listening to Whitesnake or Springsteen. We called him the hyena due to him squandering the solstice at Stonehenge. He was one that always caught hysteria after buying some battery acid brain cleaner. Come Friday night, he'd smash the taboos. Breakfast was barbiturates and booze, usually followed by a little freebasing gas, ganja or glues. He used to bounce his heart valves right up until taking a Vespa snooze. Then he tried to land the space balloon back down to Earth with a little H-bomb transfuse. Oh, what about the time he fell through Aunt Sal's kitchen door and bled out a couple of pints of the rhesus negative onto the floor. Oh, and then he electrocuted himself by slaking spirits from midday to the midnight hour, staggered off home and gave his TV a golden shower. Oh, how about when he was caught naked in bare feet? Tried to spin the Roz as a ruse about being robbed by some Amazonian chick off Main Street. Ah, oh, then they bound him over for breaking the peace. He'd been caught battering a telephone box, mindlessly drunk in front of the traffic police. Remember that New Year's Eve when he totaled his mother's car, drove it straight through the Chinese restaurant and tried to order a drink at the bar? Oh, the list of his larceny and liabilities. A blood splatter from A to Z. He certainly did write the crime book on criminality. Well, who is he? Who's this awful man? Oh, he's the one over there wearing the ear trumpets and bifocals. And by the way, he's still happily married to your little old mum.